Okay, today is Daf Peches. We're on the top of Daf Peches, top line. This is certainly one of the most famous Dafs in Shas. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating Daf in Shas. Okay, here we go. Toshma, Ditanya. So we're in the middle of discussing, So we left off yesterday that Rabbi Yossi held that Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday?
Sunday.
And the Rabbanah held it was on Monday. I got it right? Yeah, I think so. Rabbi Mati, is that right? That the Rabbanan said the Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday, and Rabbi Yossi held it was on Monday. The other way around, I got it right. Okay, Tashma, Ditanya. We learned in Seder Olam, which by the way was written by Rabbi Yossi, that Nisan Shabo Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim, the year when the Jews left. I know. Stam Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever it says Rabbi Yossi Stam, it's ben Chalafta, which was the author of the Seder Olam. Anyway, it says in Seder Olam, Nisan Shabo Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Nisan of the year they went out, the Arba Asa on the 14th, Shachtu Pizchei, they shachted the carbon Pesach, the Chamisha Asa on the 15th, Yatsu they went out, the Osiyom Erev Shabbat Haliyah, and that year was a Friday. Now, if that's true, Umadurish Yachad Denith and Erev Shabbat, then Erev Shabbat is also a Friday. If the 14th is a Friday, then Erev Shabbat is also a Friday. Reish Yachad De'ir Chad B'Shabbat, then Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Sunday. And B'Sivan B'Trei B'Shabbat, and then Sivan's on a Monday. So Kasha L'Rav Yossi, it's a Kasha on Rav Yossi, who held that...
Assuming you're going by a calendar.
Right, so Amalach Rav Yossi will say, Hamani Rabbanan He. Who's the author of the Seder Olam, which I wrote? The Rabbanan. Right?
That's spending 3 days on whether it's on Monday or Tuesday.
You hear that one? Who's the author of the Seder Olam, which I authored? Rabbanan. Tashma. Try to bring another Raya. Rabbi Yossi Omer. B'sheni Ola Moshe V'yarad. On Monday, that Monday of that year, of the week of Har Sinai, of Matan Torah, Moshe went up and went down. Bishlishi Olav Yared. Tuesday he went up and went down. Bedalid, on Wednesday Yared he went down. Bishuv Lo Olav, he didn't go up. So wait a minute. How did he get up there to get down? Right. What did the Brisa just say? On Wednesday he went down. So Meachash Lo Olav Mehechin Yared. If he didn't go, that doesn't make any sense. Ela no. Bervi Olav Yared. On Wednesday he went up and went down also. Bachamishi on Thursday Bana Mizbeach. He built the Mizbeach. Vehikriv Olav Carbon. And he brought a carbon. Bashishi on Friday, lo hayelo pnai. There was no time. My love, Mishum Torah, isn't it because the reason why there was no time is because the Torah was given on Friday? Right? It's a kasha on Rabbi Yossi who said that it was given on the seventh day. La, that's not why. Mishum Torah to Shabbos, because it was Erev Shabbos. I'm busy getting ready for Shabbos. Okay. Darash ahu gililoi aledir of Chista. This certain Galilean darshan in front of Chista. Baruch Rachmana Diyav Orion Utilitha. Good thing, it's a good thing that the Hashem gave the Torah with a lot of threes. What are the threes? Am Tilitha, a nation that has three different types of Jews, Kahanim, Levim, Israelim. Al Yedei Tilitha, through the third born child, not some child, is Moshe. B'yom Tilitha, on the third day, what do you mean the third day? On the third day after Hashem, going to give it in three more days. Right? Le B'yarcha Tilitha in the third month. Right? In the third month. Other threes. The Torah is there's a lot of threes. The Torah is compared to MS. MS has three letters. You can go on. There's 100 things. Anyway, Kiman, who does this go like? This goes like the Rabbanan. Why does it go like the Rabbanan? Because the Rabbanan are the ones who held that it was given Taka 3 days later, right? Okay. Wait a minute. Esther Akiva Eger. Didn't we say yesterday? First of all, it says Beferish in the Torah, Vayihi Bayom HaShlishi. How did Rabbi Yossi explain that? It was the third day after the Prisha, right? So why is the Gemara here only saying it's only according to the Rabbanan? Rabbi Akiva Eger couldn't answer the question. The third day. Everyone held that. Go on here. So the Rashash over here gives an unbelievable answer. He says, each day of the 3 days, each day, so what about Rabbi Yossi? each day of the 3 days was greater than the day before. Why? The first day of the 3 days did not have the night along with it. Hashem, Moshe came down in the morning and said, okay, there's no more relations with women. We're getting ready for Har Sinai. So the first day, okay. The second day had the night along with the day. And then the third day, we're going to go to the mikveh now. So each day was greater than the day before. According to Rav Yossi, there's no difference between day one and day two. So the Gemara didn't want to talk about him. No, we're not talking about him. We're talking about only the Rabbanim. Okay. Next. Everybody knows this famous Gemara. Yatzvu betachtes ha'har. And they were gathered there by the mountaintop, by Har Sinai. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa Malamed, it teaches you, Shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim as Har Kigigis. Hashem lifted up the mountain like a gigis, like a bat. The Amal Haman said, Im Atem Mekablan HaTorah Mutav. If you accept the Torah, good. V'yam Lav. And if not, Sham over there, over where? It doesn't mean over here. Right here, Sham, right over here, Tehei Kivuraschem. This will be your burial. It could be over here. Die here. Either you accept the Torah or not. So everybody knows the famous question. They already said Nasa Venishma. They already said Nasa Venishma. What do they have to what Hashem to do this? They said Nasa Venishma, right? So Tosfos says, look at the top Tosfos. Afal pi shekvar hikdimu Nasa Venishma. Even though they already said Nasa Venishma, Shema, maybe, listen to this, Shema, maybe, Yehiyu Chozrin, they would take it back, they would retract, Kishiyiru Ha'esh HaGadola Sheyitzasa Nishmasan, when they would see the big fire that caused their neshamas to depart. What is Tosfos talking about? What kind of answer is that? Anyone? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz said the following answer. Explaining what Tosfos meant to say. What Tosfos meant to say was as follows. There are two aspects to Avodas Hashem. There's Ahava and Yira. Nobody talks about Yira Hashem because it's very, very gloomy. No one talks about that. Ahava Hashem is wonderful. Ahava Hashem is Nasa V'Nishma. We love it. Unbelievable. We want to be close to Hashem. Nasa V'Nishma, except Torah. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz, what Tosfos was saying was, you can't have a relationship just with Ahava Hashem. You also have to have Yira Hashem. You also have the fear. Like I said, no one ever talks about that. Certainly not the Baal Batim. Maybe in Yeshiva, maybe the Rebbe will say something to me.
Easier level.
Huh?
Easier level.
Exactly. What's an easier level? Ahava Hashem.
Yira Hashem.
Yira Hashem easier?
Yeah.
It's easier, but it's more gloomy. Because it's a relationship that nobody wants to have. But you have to have it. So that's what Tosfos is talking about. Hashem says, good, you accepted me, Ba'ava, that's fantastic. But it's going to be a year of relationship also. And that's represented by the kafal et hakigigah. That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz.
But this is also a simple thing. You need to say, yeah, we believe. When it comes down to nitty gritty, you got a little,
So that's one shot. Listen to what the Medrash Tanchuma says the following. How do you answer the question? Why does Hashem have to do this if they said Hanasa V'Nishma? So the Medrash says that they accepted the Torah, only the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh will take. You don't even know what it means. I read it to you inside. Rak ala Torah Shebiksav. She'ein ba yegia v'tzar v'hi ma'at. Has no gia, has no tzar, it's only a little bit. I'll take that, said the Bnei Yisrael. However, they did not want to accept Torah Shebal Peh. She'yesh ba dikduke mitzvos, kalos, chamuros, Aza, it's hard, strong. Kamos, it's very, very, a lot. Vikasha, Kisha'ol, Kinasa, Lafisha Ein, right? They didn't want to take that. Hashem said, what kind of thing is this? You're not getting half a bargain. A half a giga. On the Torah Shebal Peh. It's a staggering answer.
It doesn't make any sense because we always hold that right. During Purim, that's when we took on Torah Shebal Peh.
That's the next line of the Gemara. Right, 1 second.
The truth is, the answer is also faulty in another way.
Why?
We have 613 mitzvahs, and how many derabbanans do we have based on those mitzvahs?
It's not the rabbanans, it's the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, without the Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebal Peh is a closed book.
Exactly.
Without Torah Shebekhtav, without Torah Shebekhtav, Torah Shebekhtav doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything, which is why, if you ever go to a place where they have how the Karaites live, or the Tzedukim, or even Christians, it's such a foreign religion. Because without Torah Shebekhtav, Torah Shebekhtav can mean whatever you want it to mean. It can mean whatever you want it to mean. It can be anything you want it to do. Basically, it's nothing. It's built in. It's a hard end. It's built in. Torah Shebekhtav is built into the Torah Shebekhtav. You can't have one without the other. So what does it even mean? They only wanted to be Mekabel, right? They only wanted to be Mekabel Torah Shebekhtav. What does it even mean? What does that mean? Then what does the word Totofos mean? What would they be Mekabel? What would they be Mekabel? I'm going to put Totofos out of Levavecha. What does it even mean? Without Torah Shebekhtav, it doesn't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what does it mean? What it might mean? What?
I'm not so sure about that. It says what to do. Put a beak in your eye.
What is it? What is it? You have no idea what it is. You have no clue what it is. What is tzitzit? What is that? Without the Torah Shebekhtav explaining, it's strings and they're white and they're bound and they're tied and the beged. You have no clue what it means. Zero. Zachar is Yahweh Shabbos Akacho. Now what do I do? What do I do now? Shamar is Yahweh Shabbos Akacho. What do I do now? You have no clue what to do. Doesn't say a word. Could you imagine? You have no idea what to do with yourself. There's not zero. You can't even keep Shabbos. It doesn't mean anything. What I think the Medrash Tanchumim means is that they didn't want to accept all the ability of the Chachamim to make Zeras and the ability to make it. That's what they didn't want to accept. Right? They'll accept Shabbos. And the basic parameters of what Shabbos is, they'll be mekabel that too. But without the Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat means absolutely nothing. Zachor Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat, what does that mean? So Kiddush, Havdalah, Oneg, I can't write. Writing? Doesn't say one word in Torah that you're not allowed to write on Torah. Doesn't say one word. There's no way. You can't get to first base. What? Well, Savar Rosh, okay, so I can't light a fire. Which is why that the Karaites sat in the dark on Shabbos. Which is a distortion. Right? The one thing it does say is distorted. So you can't learn one word without Torah Shabbat Peh. So what does it mean? Why is I thinking that? They didn't want all the gzeiras, and all the takanas, and all the what we all the times that we the chumras. That's what they didn't want to accept. Okay. Huh? What did you say?
I can understand
that. Right. Next, Amar Vacher Bar Yaakov Mikan Modar Rabba La Raisa. From here, by the way, is a big out. The Torah gave everybody a big out, a big excuse. What does that mean? Says Rashi. She'im Yazminam Ladin. If you listen to this Rashi, if you're going to be taken to din, not if, when you're going to be taken to din, lama lo kiyamtem masha kibaltam aleichem. Why didn't you keep the Torah? Yesh lahem tshuva shekabluhu bones. The answer is I was forced. You hear that? I was forced. Says Tosvos, I. The Amar bin Adarim, but it says in the Darim, shekaras Moshe bris im Yisrael. Didn't the Bnei Yisrael make a covenant? Al haTorah vaHamitzvos v'Shbiyah Malkach, and didn't Bnei Yisrael swear they're going to uphold the Torah? That was 40 years later. Not only that, the Operik Eil and the Umrin Shekiblus haTorah b'Har Gwizim b'Har Evil, Umr Ben Utam, same answer. The Al Pi Adibur Haya, again that was forced. The Harei Kabal Karacham, it was forced. Even in Parashat Tetzavim, when they Makabel, all forced. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, I'm sorry, Abu Bimeach Hashverosh, Kiblu Bidaitam, Me'avas Hanes, Umar Shekaras Imahem Bris Yoshua, Lavodes Hashem. What about Yoshua made a bris with them? Hasam, Lo Kiblu Elishlo Oved Avodah Zarah. That's why they wouldn't worship Avodah Zarah. Kidetziv, Chalil Alonu Me'azavodes Hashem, Techei Mash Makul Unyana. Just that was only Avodah Zarah. So any other time where you see in the Torah or a Navi this recorded a bris, it was also forced. Except one thing they agreed not to worship idols, or that they agreed to do. Okay? So ask the Ramban, right? If that's true, then why is it that the Bnei Yisrael were punished? After all, they were forced. It's a good excuse. The Gemara says it's a good excuse. When they come and say, what do you want from me? I was forced. So then why were they punished? Why was the first base of the Mikdash destroyed? We're going to see that. Achashverosh, it's over. It's over now. But why was the first base of Mikdash was destroyed before Achashverosh? So why was it destroyed?
Or was it destroyed?
So the Ramban gives a very, very technical answer. He says because they made even though it's true, you can get out of the keeping the Torah by saying you were forced, but you can't get out of being in Israel by saying you were forced. That's a separate promise that they broke. The Bnei Israel broke the promise. They're going to get Eretz Yisrael in Vayikra, Chaf Beis. You're going to get Eretz Yisrael only on Tanai that you keep the Torah. And they accepted that. So if you don't keep the Torah, you're allowed to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, which is exactly what happened. What about every other punishment that happened? What about them? We don't have an answer for that. Right? What? No, so that's exactly... So whatever that meant. Right? So what Tosa said, or the Torah Shabbat Peh, whatever answer you want to give. At the end of the day, the Gemara says it's an out. So if it's an out, then why were they punished? Okay, because the special thing about Eretz Yisrael. What about the other punishments that had nothing to do with being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael? What about them? What was the basis for them? Hard answer. Very hard. What?
Very hard answer.
So the Pnei Yeshua says like this. See if this makes any sense. Pnei Yeshua says like this. We're going to see in a few minutes on Amud Beis. I think it's on Amud Beis that Hashem that the Torah was given. The world was created on a Tanai that the Torah would get accepted. Now, accepting the Torah doesn't just mean you accept it and then you throw it in the toilet. It means you accept it and you keep it. If not, Hashem said, I'll turn the world back to Tohu Vavohu. I'll turn it back. No, nobody wants it? I'll turn it back to Tohu Vavohu. I only created the world for the Torah. Right? That's very encouraging because we have the Torah. So you should know that the world's created for you. If that encourages you, good. Exactly. It's a very not politically correct thing to say in America, in the world today. But that's the truth. Exactly. Too bad. So. So the Pnei Yeshua says like this. Since they were makabel the Torah, that's what I think he's saying. Since they were makabel the Torah, they didn't want the world to go back to Tohu Vavohu. Nobody wants that to happen. They didn't want it to go. So they took the Torah. Any punishments, I think he's saying like this. Kivan shekibaltem hoisim meyira, since they didn't really want to accept the Torah, they only did it because the mountain's on top of them, right? Shalo yachzer ha'olam l'tov v'vohu, adayin yesh lehem modal li'patem me'onish gehenem l'olam haba. The only heter is olam haba. I can only get punished, I can only have an excuse in olam haba. I shouldn't go to gehenem. But in olam hazeh, I have no excuse. What do you think of that answer? Right? Hard answer. Right?
No simple one.
However, it's all past, it's all ancient history, because Amar Rava, Afal Pi Hadar Kimluha, even though that generation accepted it before. Bimei Achashverosh, I'm sorry, Afal Pi Kein Hadar Kimluha Bimei Achashverosh. During Achashverosh's time, they accepted it again. Dechshiv Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. Says Rashi, Me'ahavas HaNeis Shenasa Lehem. Because they love the nace that was done to them. You can think about this. I don't really have a good answer. What about every other nace that was done for them? Why is the nace of Purim so special that it got the people to accept the Torah again willingly? I don't have an answer. Yeah?
Because at that point, Ahasuerus was ruling over the modern world.
So?
And that fact that he could have the power to wipe out the entire world, I think, is what gave
us. See, but it's Avas and Nace. I mean, the Nace was so total.
Right.
And the Nace of Yitzhak was not total.
Other instances.
I don't know. And then they wouldn't take the Torah. 7 weeks later, they wouldn't accept the Torah. But now, when Achashverosh, it was a very total, I agree with you about that. It was a total turnaround. It wasn't partial. It's the only time in history, by the way.
Yeah,
it's the only time in history, the Gemara says that, where the whole entire nation of Klai Yisrael was under the knife. The only time in history. And Mitzias Mitzrayim. And they wouldn't take the Torah. It's a very hard, the Maharal asks it, it's a very good question. It's a very hard to figure out an answer. What exactly, why is the Nes of Purim so special? Rashi says it. Me'avas ha-Nes of Purim. Right.
Last part left is the shemesh of what was living there. This is the entirety, and it was thriving. Right. They weren't dying out. They weren't shipped off. They were living there. All Klal Yisrael was living under Al-Kashrus at that time. Yeah. They were all living under Sahara. But they were already diminished over time. Here they weren't diminished.
That makes the question stronger.
Exactly.
Because they're even smaller. The circle's getting smaller. They're all that. They're all that's left. They're the last remnant. It was a complete turnaround. They wake up in the morning. Their whole army's dead. What an unbelievable thing! They're the last ones left. The 10 tribes are gone. They're the only ones left. Right? And it was a total. And what happened? They didn't accept the Torah then. Okay, so it's more. You're right. No, he's saying it was less people. Fine, it was less people, but the threat was just as big.
Yeah, the threat was the same,
right? Right.
How does country A
communicate with country B? It was a big. So the Megillah says they send letters to everybody.
Well, it takes 2 months to get to the other country's home, right?
Right. The clay upper says. Right. I understand. The clay upper says this whole Gemara is a metaphor. They didn't accept the Torah before in force. They accepted it per Ratzon. The metaphor is as follows: don't ever say that the point of it is was that if you don't accept the Torah, even if you're physically alive, you're not alive. There's no life without the Torah. And if you accepted the Torah and you're not alive, you're still alive. And it's just an excuse that people used to go around saying, oh, I'm having an excuse, I didn't accept the Torah. Once Purim happened, nobody even said the excuse. No one says that today. What do you want from me? No one says that today. It was not even an excuse. But it was people threw it around. Right? Like, what do you want from me? Not even an excuse. But once, that's what the Klei Ocher says. It's just a drasha. It doesn't really answer any of the questions. Okay. Amar Chizkiya, my dechiv. What's the pasuk that says this? It says, "Mishamayim hashmas din eretz yireh v'shakata." The whole world was afraid, and then it was quiet. Im yireh, if it was afraid, lama shakata? Why was it quiet? V'im shakata, if it was quiet, lama yireh? Why was it afraid? Ela betchila yireh. First it was afraid, lama sof shakata. Lama yireh? Why? Kinder Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish, my dechiv. Ayer v'evoke yom hashishi. Hey, yisera lamali malamed shahaisa Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem made a tanai with Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'amar lehem im Yisrael amakal matara atem iskayimim. Then I'll keep the world alive. V'yim lav, and if not, any machzer etzchem l'tovo. I'll return the world back to tovo. So the world was nervous. What's going to be? The world was nervous. They were very afraid. Once they accepted the Torah, now the world is quiet. Now it's all good. It's all good. And here the Chassam Sofer says that here's where he says that we had a machlokes if it was given on Vav or Zion. How do we reconcile that machlokes? So he says, because different time zones. Who said that the time zone of when Kabbalah Torah happened is on at Har Sinai? Maybe it's in Australia. So even if at Har Sinai it was Vav, it could have been somewhere else already, Zion, or it could have been vice versa. So therefore, okay, even though it's a very strange answer. Anyway, Darshab Simai. At the time, the Bnei Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma. Bo shishim ribi shel malachei hasharis. 600,000 angels came. L'kol echad v'echad b'Yisrael. Kachru lo shnei k'sarv. And gave them two crowns. Echad k'neged Nasa, v'echad k'neged Nishma. The kivin shechatu Yisrael. And when they sinned, not that far, not that much time, 40 days later, right? Yardu me'ev v'eshem ribui. Now you need double the amount of angels, right? Malachei chabala, angels of destruction. Upirkam, and took them away. Shinemar, like it says, by Yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael as edyam har chorev. They were emptied of their glory on har chorev. Amar Rav Chama Rav Chanina, b'chorev tanu, b'chorev parku. They got them in chorev and they lost them in chorev. B'chorev tanu, kidamaren, right? And we just said that. And b'chorev parku, Yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael. Amar B'yochan, v'kulon zacha, Moshe got them all, v'natlan, and he took them all. V'samachleyo Moshe yikach esha'ol, he took him to his tent. Amar Shlakish, Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzirun lanu, Shinemar Pedu Yehashem Yishuvun, Ubo Tzion Berida V'Simchas Olam Al Rosham. Simchas Shem Olam Al Rosham. Next. Amar Balasa, Bashashik Dima Yisrael Nasa Vinishma, Yatsa Baskov Armala. Mi Gilo Livne Ruz Ze, Shamlach Esaras Mishtam Shimbo. Who told them the secret that the Bnei Yisrael, that the Malachim used? Malachav, Giborik, Kachos, Edvarv, Lashmoa, Bakal Devoro. Beresha Asui, Bahadu Lashmoa. That first you do and then you hear. Who taught them that secret? Right? What do you mean secret? What kind of secret is that? Right? What kind of secret is that? What kind of secret is that? Why is it called a secret? What's the secretive about it? What's the secret about this not to finish my business? So the Marsha says, no, that's not a good answer. The Marsha, okay, let it go. I saw the Gra in Parashas Zos HaBracha says the following, that Nasa V'Nishma, think about this, it's not really, Nasa V'Nishma is Nasa, it comes from the word Asui, to do, which is the name of Esav. Esav is called Asu. Nishma means to hear, which is the word Yishmael. Yishmael was called Yishmael because I'll hear. We said Nasa V'Nishma were better than Esav, and we're better than Yishmael. All the power, all the koach that Esav and Yishmael have, they have kochos. Esav was a great man. Yishmael was not such a great man, but he had great potential, right? We're being kodeim. We're taking away all their kochos. It's very interesting grah. It's very not grah like. Well, you don't like it? It's interesting. What? It's interesting that those. It's interesting that those two words are the two nations of Esav and Yishmael. It's very fascinating. Right, okay. Amar Chama, Rabbi Chanina. My dichsif ke tapuach va'atze ha-ya'ar. Lama nimshe Yisrael tapuach. Why is Yisrael compared to a tapuach? Tosfa says this doesn't mean an apple, it means an esrog. Lama lecha. Ma tapuach zeh. Just like an apple. Peyav kodam la'elav. The fruit comes before the leaves. Af Yisrael. So to Yisrael, dimu nasa v'nishma. Right, Tosfa says if you look at an apple tree, it's not true. Therefore, it must be an esrog tree. Hahu tzeduki. There was a tzeduki. Some... Yeah, it could be. Well, apples have this Kabbalistic idea. I don't know why. Apples. You look at like before the Chadodi, it says go to the field of apples. What does that mean? It means go to Gan Eden.
Well, the same. He gets it from
by Yitzchak, by the brachos.
Today, maybe it's not
what?
Is
it what?
Today,
is this Reach Hasodeh? So at that point, it says Reach Hasodeh. And Rashi says Reach Tapukim, apple field. Why? That's what Gan Eden is. Why? I don't know.
What?
There aren't even apples there, right? I don't even know.
So
Hahu Tzeduki, there was a Tzeduki. Some changed this to say a min because he's going to talk about, not a Jew. A Tzeduki's a Jew. He's going to reference your nation, like not Jews. Like I'm not a Jew. Anyway, the Chazil Rav, he saw Rav at the Kav, Ma'ayim B'Shmaitza, he was learning. V'yasva Etzpe'e, Didei, Tusei, Kare, and somehow his fingers were underneath his legs. The Kamayit when he was bleeding. The Kamavan Etzba'edama, and his finger was blood was coming out. Amale Amapaziza. So the Min says, look at this, such a strange nation. The Kadmisu Pumaychu Ledunaychu. They put their mouth before their actions. They said Nasev Nishma, right? Akati Bipuchazaychu Kamaisi. They're still sitting the same way like this in this strange way. Bereshi boy lechu lemishma. First, you should hear. Imatisi kibaltu v'ilo lo kibaltu. First, you should have said, "What am I accepting?" First, you listen, then you say, "I'm going to accept it." What does this have to do with anything? What does Rava sitting in a strange way have to do with Nasav and Ishma? Yeah, I don't know. He has a whole discussion over here. I underlined it, but I don't understand what I underlined. That in the Beis Halevi says because the difference between Bnei Yisrael have a kinyan in Torah, the Goyim also have Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach. But those mitzvot are not to have a kinyan in them and to have a chashivas in them. It's just that you don't kill each other and don't destroy the world, right? You can't steal and you can't kill. It's just basically normal society. That's what the seven of them are. Basically. But that's not what the Klai Yisrael is. That's not what the Targum mitzvot are. It's a whole different thing. So when he saw Rava toiling and working on that, it just conjured up that did not have an ishba. It's a hard. Anyway, Amalei, the Rava said back, it's not such a kasha. Anan, us, bitzaginan bishlimusa. We go in shlemus. See if it says ben tamus yisharim tanchem hanach. But you, in you people, the sagan ba'alilusa, that you go with problems. K'siv b'hu v'selav bogdim yishadeh. Okay, I don't know what that means. Amar Shul bar Nachman Ar Yonatan. My defsiv livavtani achosai kala livavtani ba'achas me'enayich. B'tchila ba'achas me'enayich. First with one eye, which is like more alluring. I'm going to see like with half a person. Ulikisha ta'asi b'shtei enayich. And then you get two eyes. Amar Ula aluva kala mizana b'sarach chupasa. How horrible! How shameful that the kala is mizana. She already has illicit relations at the wedding hall, which is like having the egel at the harsidai. How horrible is that? Amar Rav Mari, Breder of Shmuel, Mikra. It says Ad Shahamelach b'misibo nerdai. Right? Amar Rav Adayin chivivutzihi. There's still chavivus gabon dechziv v'nasan v'loksiv hisriach. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Aluvin. If someone has shame, because we mentioned about shame, so v'nein oven. If someone has shame and doesn't dish it back. Shomin, Kherpasan, he hears the abuse, the Ein Meshivin, and he doesn't answer back. Osin Me'ava, he acts out of Ava. Usmechin B'Yisurin, he's okay with the Yisurin. He's okay with it. He lets people put him down, he doesn't say back. Aleina Kasav Omer V'Ohavav Kiteis HaShemesh B'Gvuraso. Right, everybody knows the famous Gra. The Gra said, if you don't answer back when someone dishes it to you, and you don't answer back, he says, the Malachim cannot figure out the schar you're going to get. That's how much schar it's going to be. They can't figure it out so much. Amar Yochanan, Amar Dechsev, Hashem Yitain, Omer, Hamavasros, Tzofa Rav, Kol Dibur V'Dibur, every Dibur that Hashem says, Yotza Mipia Gvura, Nechlak L'Shivim L'Shonos. It goes out to the 70 nations. Why? Why do we need the 70 nations to know it? Right, we say that the day that they translated the Torah into Greek was a day of fasting. So what does this mean? I don't know. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Kepatish Yifutas Tzela. Right, my patish then, Nechazel Chamele Tzotzos. When you bang on the hammer, on the anvil, it makes a lot of sparks. Af kol diba v'divish yetzim epiya kodesh baruchu, nechlak l'shivim l'shonos. It was translated to 70 lashes. So, I would say, b'pashtus, it was because the Gullises were all foretold, and therefore, even Jews in Gullis would be able to learn. It was like built into the Matan Torah that you have the ability to learn even if you're in Gullis. Amar of Chananel Bar Papa, my dechsiv. What does it mean when it says Shimu ki negidim adaber? Lama nimshu divrei Torah ki negid? Why is the Torah compared to like a negid, like an officer? Lama lach man negid ze yesh ba lahamis ulahachios. An officer can give you life or death. Af divrei Torah yesh behem lahamis ulahachios. So too Torah can give you life or can give you death. Hanad Amar Rava limimainin ba sama dechaya. If you're right with Torah, It's the elixir of life. Limisma'ilamba, if you're to the left of Torah. No. Then some of the Musa. It's the poison of death. Tavarachan Gidim. Call Dibur Dibur Vidibur. Every Dibur. Shatzapia Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem said, Kishurin lo Shnei Kisrim, had two crowns. What are the two crowns that every word of Torah has? Some say the what? No. That Hashem says. Every word that Hashem says has two crowns. What does that mean? So the Marsha says, every word of Torah has Nigleh and Nister. There's the revealed Torah, and there's the hidden Torah. That's the Marsha. The Ein Yaakov says, it's only talking about the Aseret HaDibros, and in the Aseret HaDibros, there are two trucks. There's the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton. There's two different ways to read the Aseret HaDibros. That's the second shot. And then the Ein Yaakov says an unbelievable shot. Built into the Torah are two crowns. What are the two crowns? The two crowns is every machlokes, where someone says it's mutter, and someone says no, it's usser. How could that be? And we say, Elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim. How could that be? How could his words of Torah be elokim chayim, and his words of Torah be divri elokim chayim? How could that be? He said it's tameh, he said it's tar. He said it's mutter, he said it's usser. He said pot, he said chayim. How could it be? The answer is, because it's built into the Torah. A beautiful part. Amr Shur ben Levi, my dechsif, tsrar hamor dodi li bain shaddai yolin. What? Oh, you don't like it?
It's based on the fact that we're going to forget the Torah we're being given right now.
What do you mean?
Well, all the machlokas that we have about this.
I hear you.
Because we lost the Masorah.
I know, but the Gemara has a line that Eilev Eil Divrei Elokim Chaya. So Ramosha Feinstein, in his introduction to Igros Moshe, says, how could that be? One of us is right and one of us is wrong. How could that be? Right? So he says that there's two types of truth. There's halachic truth, and then there's like the practical truth. The Lundus truth. So the practical truth, you only can pick one. You can't Sasra and Mudras, I can do what I want.
Say that your Lundus is more valid.
Right. So in Shemayim, on some level, there's a truth to it. There's a truth to it on some level. What that is, we don't really know, but we believe there's a truth to it. We don't hold like him, but there's a truth to what he said. So he didn't just say that it's built into the Asarah
Sadibra. Even the one who's wrong bases it on something.
Right. Right. As long as you're in the world of the Masorah, exactly. That's exactly what the point is. That's exactly what it means. Two crowds. It's unbelievable. It's a great word. Anyway, what does it mean that Sarar Umar Dad Dudi Li Bain Shaddai Yolin? Like Rashi says, look at Rashi, Amar Miyad Lasos Lo Mishkan. You should make a Mishkan Lihios Mitzum Temes Shchinaso Ben Shneh Badim, where the Shechina will rest in between the two Badim. Shenira B'mikdash Rishon Kishnei Shadayim, that it looked like in the base of Mikdash Rishon, it looked like two breasts. The two Badim stuck out like two breasts, right? Right, it stuck out from the curtain. What kind of image is that? The answer is that's where you're nourished. Right, that's where babies. What? Even when they weren't there, that's where babies nourished. That's why we give this image. Which at first blush you'd say, what kind of prust image is that? It's not prust at all. That's where you're nourished. Even if it's bitter for me, this is where you're going to rest, and this is my home. Eshkol HaKofer Dodili Bekarmi In Gedi Misha Kol Shalo Nechapali Avavon Gedi Shekaramti Li. Even though everything is yours, you should forgive me on the Avon of the Gedi, which is the Egel, that gathered for me. My Mashma Dahar Karmi Lishan Demachlish. How do you know Karmi means gathered? Who Amar Marzutra, Rav of Nachman, Kizadan, Kise Shal Koves, Shakoma Malav as a Kalim. Right? It talks a little bit about the Kalim, by the washing of the Kalim, it means to gather. Amar Rishub and Levi, my Datsiv, Lechayev Ka'arugat Habosem. Call Dibur Vadiva Shatzar Via Gadish Baruch Hu, every word of Torah, every word that Hashem said, Nismale Kola Olam Kulo Bisamim. Filled the world with Bisamim. Kivan Shem Dibur Rishon Nismale Dibur Sheni Lehechon Halach. So wait a minute. If the first word that Hashem said filled the world with Besamim, then where'd the second word go? Where'd the Besamim of the second word go? It was already filled. Right? It was already filled. Right? Where'd it go? Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaRuach Mi'otzrosav. Hashem took the Ruach out of its treasure chest. Vayamavir Rishon Rishon. And he would like pass over each one. Shenemar. Sifso sav, Shoshanim, Notvos Mor, Over, Altikri Shoshanim, Ella Shoshonim, which means that he changed. Right? He changed every word to make it fit. What on earth is going on here with this? What does this mean?
Each word has some significance to itself.
What? So the Afika, right? Right? So the Afika Yam says, what this is teaching you is that this Besamim is a remez to the Hana that the Neshama gets. Every word of Torah, there's a certain hanah that the neshama gets. Where did it go? Where is it? It's in the next world. Why? Because there's no schar in this world. Right? Schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. Right? Why? Because we just asked the question. Well, if the first word filled up the world with besamim, where did the besamim from the second world go? Where did it go? From the second word. And then where did the third word? Where'd that go? And the fourth, where'd that go? Where'd it go? The answer is, what? It's an Olam Haba. Or you could say, there's no gevul to it. The best mashal I ever heard about this was like this. Let's say, I don't know, you have a very rich man. He gives you a check for $100 billion. Right? So you know, like, there are these places on Rockaway Turnpike where they'll cash a check for you. So imagine you walk in there and you want to cash the check. They can't cash that check for you. It's a $100 billion check. You walk into a candy store. He said, you know what, I have a check. Would you take I'll buy a pack of gum, and give me the change. Give me the change in cash. That's ridiculous. Right? That's like getting schar for this world. I'll put on tefillin. I would like the schar in this world, please. I put on tefillin today. They did, once went to the Chavetz Chaim. They told them, listen, have a good idea, get money for yeshivas. We'll ask Hashem to give us the schar for one mitzvah in this world. Schar for tefillin. Everyone put on tefillin with a lot of kavana. We'll ask Hashem, give us the schar in this world. And then we'll pay for all the yeshivas. So the Chofetz Chaim said that's crazy. It's like getting a check. You can't cash that check in this world. The schar, it's so great, it's so large, it can't be cashed. Right? That's all merum is in the fact that the besam had nowhere to go. It can't fit in this world. Yeah. When you want to say that? Amr Shua ben Levi. Kol diba v'divish yetzim p'ya kodesh baruch hu, yatza nishmasan shal Yisrael, right, shenemar, nafshi yatza bedabro. Each word that Hashem said caused the Bnei Yisrael to die. They died from the shock of hearing the words of Hashem. So once they're dead, how can they keep on hearing the rest of the Aseret HaDibros? No. Hashem revived everybody. Shenemar, Geshem Nedivos, Tanif Elokim, Nachlasecha, Vinile, Ata Konanta. Okay? That make sense, anybody?
He revived them.
So why do you have to kill them first? Give them the power to be able to hear all the Adibros without having to. They died, and I revive them. They'll die, and I'll revive them. Why do it that way? Just give them the strength. Give them the strength to survive. Right? Right? Give them the strength. Give them to hear it. Why do they have to die, and then be revived? Why? You hear that question? Not a good question?
Yeah, the question is better than the answer.
No, the answer is better than the question. Oh. What? Yeah. The answer is that Ben Yehoyada says that people should value the guf. We always talk about the neshama, the kedusha is a guf to you also, and the guf is also special. And Hashem says, you won't be able to withstand it, but I'll give you the chiyas, I'll revive you and give you more chiyas. Your guf is also something that's special. It's a great part. Your guf has value. People are like, I don't care about my guf. I don't care. All I care about is ruchnis. No. It's not how it works. Your guf has value as well. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Dibur v'Dibur Shetzer Pekos, Rechon Chazon La'achorehen, Yud Beis Mil. They had to go 12 mil back. V'yamalach Yasharis Medadin Osan. And the angels had to escort them back. Shenema Malachi Tzivakos, Yedudun, Atuk Yedudun El Yedadun, which means to help. Okay, everyone asks a favorite kasha. If it was a Shabbos, then it was outside the Tchum. How could they go back? All right, those are, I don't have an answer to that question. Okay. You hear that question? That's like a Lubdisha question.
Harasha.
Okay, next. From Yeshua ben Levi, B'shasha ala Moshe l'morom. At the time Moshe's up there, Amru Malachi Asher Tzotei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bona Shalom, Mali Elut Isha Beinenu. What's this human being doing here? Amru Lehen L'kabel Torah Ba. He's here to get the Torah. Amru Lefonov, Chemda Chamuda Genuza, the hidden treasure. She Genuza Lach, Teisha Meos V'shivim V'arba Doros, that's been around for 974 generations, Kodem Briyas HaOlam. Before the creation of the world, Atam Avakish Lidl Basav Adam, you're giving that to human beings? Where did 974 come from? So Rashi says that Ba'al Payim Shana Shekadma Torah, it's 2,000 years before the Torah. La'olam Hayu Atzidin Doros Halolo Lihibros. Really, we were going to wait, Hashem was going to wait another 2,000 generations. Shenemar, Dor Tziva Le'elef Dor, Bavra HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ein Ha'olam Miskayim Below Torah, Kol Kach. Hashem saw that I can't wait 1,000 generations to give the Torah. Therefore, ve'aviran v'lo biran v'nisna l'chaf vav doros. Right? Moshe is the 26th generation from Adam Arishon. How do you get 26? Because there are 10 to Avraham. There are 10 to Avraham. Avraham saw Yaakov. Yaakov saw, I think, Amram. I said, you get the 26 somehow. Anyway, it's 26. So Hashem couldn't wait. That's why it's 970, it's 1,000 minus 26. It's 974. Okay? Ma'enosh kisis kerenu, uben adam kitiv kedenu. Hashem adonino, mo'ad deshimcha b'chala aretz, asher hol tana hodecha ala shemayim. How could you possibly give the Torah to earthlings? Now, at Har Sinai, what? To earthlings. too much science fiction. How? But by the way, at Matan Torah, the Malachim didn't say boo. They didn't say what's going on over here, giving the Torah to Klai Yisrael. Only when Moshe comes up to Shemayim, they have a complaint now. What's pshat? Now he's in their turf. Now he's in their turf. What is he doing here?
Why do they use the phrase ben isha?
Ben Adam.
No, he's a child of a woman. Why should we say Ben Adam or something?
Right. So right. So Amalo Moshe. So the answer is because they felt fine. He gave the Torah. Also now what was the Havamina they could have a Torah anyway? What was the Havamina? Because Moshe's going to say, you have Tina, you have parents, you were in Mitzrayim, you don't have any of that. But what was the Havamina of the Malachim? The Havamina was, well, the Nishma part we could keep. Not Nishma, we'll listen, we'll be spiritual. Right, so Moshe's answering, that's not what it is. It's not Seven Nishma. You have to do things. And you have nothing to do, because you're all Malachim. It's a very hard esoteric Gemara. Very, very difficult. Anyway, just for one more minute, I'm a little Kaddish Baruch Hu Moshe. Hichzul lehem tshuva. Moshe, you answer them. Amal lehem, v'fana v'bona shalom, m'syara ani, shema yitzifuni b'hechal shepipiyem. Maybe they'll burn me with their fiery lips. Amal lehem, no, achaz b'kisi ha'kavod, grab onto the kisi ha'kavod, v'chazul lehem tshuva, and give them the answer. What does that mean, hang on to the kisi ha'kavod? The Chassam Sofer says, Hashem was telling Moshe, you have a chelik in the kisi ha'kavod. It's partly yours. You can hold on to it, it's partly yours, you can hold on to it, and you can give them the answer. Right? Shenemar Me'achoz Pnei Kise Parshaz Olev Aninu. Vamar of Nachum Malamed Shapirish Shadai Miziv Shchinasa V'Ana Olav. Amalafana Yibona Shalolam Tarish Atanos and Limaksev Ba. What does it say? Anoch Hashem Alkecha Shatzicha Me'aretz Tzayim. Amalem LeMitzrayim Yiratem LeParo Hishbaratem Taro Lamatei Lachem. You guys were in Mitzrayim. You guys, you angels, you serve on the Paro. What are you, the Torah? Shuv Maksebe. What else does it say? You live with people that worship Avodah Zarah. The whole thing's not Shaya. Again, what were the Malachim thinking? It's a very good question. This whole Gemara is very, very deep. You do any work, you have to rest? Well, see, so you have any business? You have to swear? You have to. Shuv Maksiv Bei, Kabel Zivich Yves Yimecha, Yesh Lachem, you have pair of the aim, Yesh Lachem. Shuv Maksiv Bei, Lotir Tzach, Lotzinov, Lotzignov, Kina Yesh Benechem, Yitzhara Yesh Benechem. Right? None of them apply to you. Right? Miyad, almost 30 seconds, Miyad, Hoda Lo, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenem HaShem, Adonino Mar, Der Shimcha. Right? Okay, we'll stop here. Again, this is a very esoteric Gemara. The only question I can leave you with is, if anyone has an answer, what was so special about the Nes of Purim that got the Bnei Yisrael to Makabel Tor B'Ava? All right, let's stop here. Do you want some Kaddish? Whatever you want. Rabbi Chanani ben Akash, Amor Tzachadosh Baruch Hu, Uzach, Lush, Yisrael, Lusik, Achim, Lusik, 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 Lusik,